All right, rock and roll. Oh, fuck. What's up, bitches? Oh, dude, we got all sorts of shit to talk about. My God. Hey, I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Ian.
And we're 99% sure about just about everything. The show where we are just going to bullshit for probably an hour or so and not use any internet resources whatsoever. Everything has to come straight off the dome. No checking.
I didn't agree to this.
You didn't agree to any of this.
Definitely not.
We've done this before.
We have.
True.
You don't actually want to check your phone. You just feel like you do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How you been?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking at me.
Hold on. Let me... 2018, man. Have I seen you since the new year? Or is that not...
Saw you right after it.
Did we?
I think so.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Right after.
Yeah, it had to be.
So I haven't seen you for a minute, though.
Yeah, no, it's been a minute. We're almost in spring, bro.
Yeah, a month.
If you go by the weather here in Chicago, it's really...
Yeah.
So we're in Philly.
It's not...
Ian, don't you know what city you're in?
No.
Jesus Christ.
What port?
I only live in ports. Stay in the ports. Stay here.
I'm just going to pour myself a drink here.
I like Connecticut, Bridgeport, Waterport.
They got Newport, a lot of ports. So new ports.
Many ports.
But what about Portland?
No.
Too many ports.
No. That's Oregon.
Oregon?
Although.
Well, there is a Portland, Maine also.
That is true.
I know. Well, shout out to Portland, Maine.
That was a trick fucking question.
Shout out to Portland, Maine.
Shout out to the Mainers out there, or Maine listeners, right? of at least two.
I went to hockey
two.
Camp when I was little in Portland, Maine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's good.
Did the Moose play hockey?
Great time. We got locked out of the dorm. It's good.
There's
it's
like
good.
Nothing up there. I mean, Portland, there's stuff, but the rest of it is very much there. Not stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of like wildlife, too, that you don't have to worry about down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a moose, dude. You can't hit a moose with a car.
Moose, bear.
If you hit a deer with a car, it'll fuck up your grill or it'll hit your windshield or whatever. A moose, because they're so tall and top heavy, it just takes their legs right out, and then the moose body falls on to the... Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. They're really dangerous. So moose are a lot more dangerous than deer.
Super
bad. Like a lot more dangerous than deer.
Yeah.
People don't realize that on the... East Coast. My buddy hit a moose. He wrecked his car when we played juniors. He was driving down from Alaska to, I think, Oregon.
Alaska,
actually.
Wow.
He lived in Alaska, yeah. And he drove down. He hit a moose, totaled his car. He almost died. Totaled his car. The moose missed the car, but he was going so fast that he fucked it up, hit a guardrail, and flipped his car a couple times. Lucky he didn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the moose? Is the moose okay?
The moose, he broke his knee.
A couple months in a cast, and he was good
meniscus.
To go.
Not a big deal.
He was sitting on the bench for a couple
he
couple
was
games.
Good to go.
About a year later, I just went through that too. It's good. Yeah, I tore my meniscus.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wait, you got hit by a car?
Yeah, you got hit
almost
by a car.
Killed a guy. You wrecked the car. Totally. Oh my God, man!
Rick killed a guy
by getting hit by his car.
Rick, where'd you get that hand grenade?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Such a great one.
I spend too much time watching new movies now, or movies I've seen already, but are actually remakes of other movies.
Anchorman
Hit
2.
Us up
Did
at AFNAFcast. years ago.
The second one?
Anchorman
2.
Yeah.
The second one.
It came out a couple years ago.
That's
it's
me.
Really
That's me.
Good.
You mother. He's touching his phone. This podcast is already broken.
Yep. No, we're fucked.
Wow.
What was that?
My brother asking me if we're recording.
Everybody has to ask.
I know, right?
Why?
I don't know. He's fucking gunning for a guest spot or something.
Everybody wants to be on.
Dude, I keep turning people away. It's crazy. It is batshit crazy.
Everybody's like, you're doing a podcast? That's so great. Let me be on. Beating down the door. Beating
What's
down the door.
Yeah. Was on that one day. Listen, I was still doing it back in the day. Justin, is that
his
name?
Yeah, he's come back a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Justin? Yeah, we've had him on once or twice. You guys are both on the 99% sure format.
Because we're not making you watch movies.
Yeah, exactly. We're not expecting you to watch any movies.
What movies was the last movie you watched? Or was the last couple?
What did we do? Was last week Point Break?
There was Point Break.
Or new one?
Both.
Or the old one?
Both.
Oh, you do the new one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every time Ian's on, he's like, wait, what do you guys do?
No. Shut up.
I think he's asked the new one or the old one.
Fucking time. It's the second time. Don't give me that bullshit. You just started this.
It's like the fourth, Ian.
Third at least.
No,
third.
That was literally the second time I've asked that question.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you said maybe. That was like the third. This is the second time you're on. I'm like, you've been on our.
No,
a lot.
I was on the podcast a couple times in the beginning.
There's actually a really long one.
Before the sound. Yeah. The sound is a lot better.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. On
this
the,
is unreal.
With the original setup, the original equipment.
That was not good. That stupid thing in the middle that was like...
There's like a long 3-hour episode where we just sat around and bullshitted like lunatics that I still haven't released because I haven't had the chance to edit 3 hours worth of material.
Was it on that thing that...
The sound quality is not going to be as good.
Yeah. This sounds really good. So.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. Yeah. I mean, sound quality better than some other podcasts I've listened to recently.
Yeah, I would agree.
Brandon, do you want to fill us in what's going on, what's new with you, or...
Hopefully got a job, like...
Fucking A,
got an offer
did,
today.
Bitches.
Pretty happy.
Getting offers, pulling down mad fucking cabbage, yo. Yep. This guy...
He's actually at a cabbage farm. It's funny you say that. They're going to get mad cabbage.
It's funny, they do cabbage and lettuce, so it's all good. That's a lot of it. And that's what they're paying me in,
cabbage
actually.
For days.
Ironically. And I think they have a cheddar section also, where they turn milk into cheddar. They milk cows, and they turn it into...
Mad cheddar?
Mad cheddar. Yeah, that's, mad cheddar. That's what it is. It's, other than that, it's a small farm.
They're not going to give me any money, but all the produce I want.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty excited.
All produce that's metaphors for money. that's all we grow here.
So it's a hobby.
Welcome to Metaphors for Money Farm.
Yeah, Money Farm.
No, Metaphors for Money Farm.
A room.
Metaphors for Money Acres.
Yes.
It's an Amish area. It's not a big deal. The Amish life.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty stoked. Yep.
Yeah, man. I'm psyched for you.
Thanks.
It should be cool.
We'll give some updates on the next few podcasts.
Yeah.
How about you, Dave? Apparently you had a real good day. Like, today was everything is awesome. Everything is good. You're fine. I'm a team. No, is that your day?
No, man. I had a killer day. I got to hang out with Brandon all day.
Yeah.
I got to, I mean, I worked for 9 hours without anything going horribly wrong.
That's
I solved some sweet problems. I fucking made a lot of progress on some shit. We closed some fucking deals. It's been good.
And he ended with a white Russian. So he's pretty much the dude, and this is the Big Lebowski.
It's actually a Bailey's on ice.
Just a Bailey's.
It's pretty much a white Russian. So that's a milk. You're there.
I found out after the holidays that when I drink Bailey's, I get like happy holidays drunk no matter what time of year. It just puts me in the perfectly pleasant mood.
It's a little glass of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what wine does to me. And I'm just like, yeah. I pass out.
I only drink it when we're doing the podcast, really.
Yeah.
Or occasionally on like a Sunday night when I don't want to drink, but I maybe want to have just like a drink.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got work the next day.
Put some Hennessy in that.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Ian, wow.
Not a lot, but like a shot.
That'd probably be pretty good. Yeah.
You drink Hennessy?
No, but I don't drink.
I've heard.
No, I know Hennessy's good with Bailey's.
How do you know that?
Because it's like a drink.
Is it? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Hennessy, Bailey's, something else is a drink, I think.
The something else is like the key ingredient.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what else.
It's like candy bars.
I don't really like drinking. I don't see the appeal.
Yeah,
I know. You're not really a drinker. No. When was the last time you had a drink?
Almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Wow. And that wasn't because you had like a problem with drinking, right? You just were like, just, this isn't something I find fun.
I'm a fucking dickhead.
You're just a dick when you drink?
Yeah. I know people like that.
That's
like
so funny.
A dick. Like, I'm better. Everything's a competition.
Oh, wow.
Fun.
So you're pretty.
Fight. See, like, I want to fight. Like, I'm not.
Reminds me of an old friend of ours named Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm just like not fun.
I'll never understand that because I tend to get. I'm usually a happy drunk. Bailey's makes me a happier drunk, but I just like to have a good time. I will fight though. Like if we're fighting for fun, I'm not gonna fight for blood. But if someone's like, dude, fucking, you want to wrestle? I'm like, I'll fucking wrestle. We can wrestle. We broke lamps at Brandon's place. Me and our buddy
God.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, shout out, bro. Wonder what you're up to. Probably prison.
That's so mean, but probably true.
I mean, I hope not. I just haven't heard from him in a long time. And he always liked to get into trouble.
I'm sure he's fine.
Jeff Ho.
We usually don't use last names on the podcast. And if we do, we bleep them out
afterwards. He was from another town.
He was from Sparta. Yeah.
Sparta, Illinois?
No. anyone.
Sparta, Chicago. Sparta, oh, in it's Sparta, a suburb. Chicago, of it's a neighborhood in
Sparta, Italy.
Greater Chicago, don't you?
They kicked him off the cliff.
It's, they were, that's like, Greece, man.
It's Greece, yeah, Sparta. Dude.
And they kicked him into,
I'm pretty sure Sparta is actually in France, technically.
Sparta?
What?
Technically.
Those Spartans were Italian.
No, dude, no.
That's, okay, I think that's, no.
You think of the Italians.
No? Spartans weren't Roman. Romans weren't Spartans?
No.
No, they were Greek, dog.
They're very close together, so can see where you get confused.
Greeks are Italians.
No, they are not,
Greeks,
bro.
Greeks are Greek.
There's Italy, which is the boot, and then there's like a little...
Greece and Italy are like the same thing, though.
They're really close.
They're very close.
They're right there.
Next to each other,
they have the Adriatic Sea that splits them, but yeah, they're next to each other in the Mediterranean.
They're basically, yeah, wow. Italy is like here, and Greece is like here.
Yeah, I always think of just Greeks as Italians.
I mean, they're really close.
I mean, I'm sure genetically speaking, they're pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. But how fucking dare you?
Yeah, oh, whoa. I thought they were completely separate people. Nope. My bad. Or they are completely separate
As a proud
people.
Italian,
I thought just like
I'm
part
insulted.
Of Italy.
Do you think I'm Greek?
Do I look like Greek to you?
You lump the Greeks in?
No, I'm half Italian. Do I look Shut Greek up. That's why you? I thought they were Italians.
Oh my God, that's even worse. You've been calling Greeks your brethren for all these years? You've been letting them in the Italian
Greeks.
Secrets?
Hold on. I don't give a fuck about Greeks. All I like is Greek girls. That's it. Okay? All
right.
I like Greek girls.
They're Joke's on some... you. They've been Italian.
This whole time.
Joke's not on me because they're not Italian, apparently. So don't fucking pull that. Don't confuse me. I'm leaving this podcast with knowledge.
They're like, okay, they're okay. Less they're like Italian, but less hairy. That's how it works.
But more freaky. Because I've hooked up with a couple that. Greek girls.
A couple Greek girls.
I like them.
Okay.
I like them.
So, yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Good to
Were
know.
You in Greece?
No, I was on a cruise.
He was
oh,
in Italy.
Okay.
He wouldn't
okay.
know him. Yeah.
A cruise to Greece?
Sparta,
I'm from Sparta.
On the edge of the cliff. After I kicked that bitch into the pit. No. But yeah, no. On a cruise one time.
Where nice. Was it? Where was the cruise?
Sick. We went to the Caribbean. St.
Oh, okay.
Thomas,
so they
Martin.
Weren't. You didn't go. Like they came from Greece to be on the cruise. Also.
No.
No.
They were from Baltimore.
They were just Greek.
She's an acting teacher from Baltimore.
Wait.
I can nice. Keep going. Do you want me to keep going? There were other girls. I can tell you all about it.
No, no. I just now I have a much clearer picture.
Yeah, it was
when
great
you said
cruise.
They were Greek, I like Greek girls. I was like, oh, interesting. Like I didn't know you'd met any Greek women. You mean
yeah.
like women
oh, yeah.
who were Greek?
They're freaks.
Right? No.
I've met some freaks that are Greek. They write rhymes.
Freakies.
They are great.
Some freaky Greekies. Well, there's a reason that fraternities and sororities are Greek.
Is there?
Yeah, they like to party.
Wild shit. Toga parties.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wild.
That is not made
Everyone
up.
Wearing a toga. Shit
you know what?
Wild.
I'm going to go on a limb and you made that up.
No. Just no. And if you, even if you wanted to, you couldn't check. So.
I'm not going to check.
Ha 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 ha.
So scary. Guys, this
you're gonna
suspense
be wondering
is
later.
Killing me.
You're going to be like, as soon as we get off the podcast, you'll be like, what's the deal with Greeks and fraternities? Why? Why? The answer is, you're right.
I see what the problem is with the mic stand.
Oh.
Is there any way you can mute me for like 3 seconds?
I mean, yeah.
Like do something
pull
different on your...
Out. Just pull the fucking cord out.
You're gone. I couldn't hear you if I wanted to. Because you're leaning it the wrong way. Is that...
You're out.
The bottom part was like pushing itself on the ground.
Ah, I see.
Just make sure, yeah, the arm of the mic goes out and the... Yeah, bingo.
Oh, now it's perfect.
Problem is,
I'm
not turning you back up.
Yeah, like
so.
You're out.
Welcome to the Dave and Ian show.
All you want.
Where Dave and Ian hang out and have fun.
Talk about how Brandon can't talk.
And we fucking contain Brandon in a box. He mimes to us for the rest of the episode.
He's been using hand signals and blinking.
Here we go.
Oh, thank God he let me out of the box.
You better?
So much better. How's that? Good? Cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of Italians, one of the Leaning Tower of Mike's standing anymore, so...
Yeah, yeah. No. Oh,
hey!
Oh, Brandon.
Oh, I'll leave.
I've heard people who go to Italy... Huh? People who go to Italy and they tell me the Leaning Tower of Pisa is so much more impressive in person.
Is
and I'm just
though?
Like, how could it be?
It doesn't
it
seem
though?
That impressive.
It's just a crooked building.
Doesn't seem that impressive to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I mean... I've been to places and seen cool shit, but
To me, just because the tower is like sinking into the ground and someone built it all crappy.
It's like an oddity, but
it is an oddity. It is accidental, right? The tower wasn't built that way on purpose.
I'm not an epicenter.
Didn't it fall? Didn't it like?
Yeah, no, it fell absolutely when Kilimanjaro erupted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
In the late 1700s. Mid 1700s. Sorry.
Mid 1700s. Was a land shift?
The Earth.
Yeah.
Land shift. Yes. Land shifted. Everybody knows about land shifts.
Yeah. Land shift in the Earth. It's when they cross in the ocean.
It's when the land shakes for some reason.
Are you talking about an earthquake?
No. Absolutely not.
By land shift.
Completely different.
Sinkhole. Land shift.
Sinkhole. For a second, I thought you said South Pole. I was like, wait, so how are the poles? What happens is the South Pole goes towards the North Pole, and the North Pole goes towards the South Pole.
That happens.
I've heard it actually does. That's real.
The magnetic pole like moves.
Yeah,
travels.
I heard there's going to be like a shift or a flip or whatever. I don't buy it.
It's a land shift. We were just talking.
He's right. Thank you.
The one Ian mentioned earlier.
Magnetic land shift. What are you guys even talking about?
So
it's fine.
Is this episode coming out this Sunday? We'll do.
Sure. By itself? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that, and we'll release some bonus content with it. Or later that week. Later this week, in fact. Here's what's going to happen. You're listening to this Sunday.
Put it on like
probably
Tuesday.
In February. Last Sunday in February.
Sure.
I don't know the date, guys. Sorry. And next episode you're going to get is probably Wednesday. We'll release some bonus content. And then next week you're going to get Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Deal.
Right? We'll do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And then following that. You guys will be digging into the first Star Trek movie remake.
Well, and the motion picture.
That's what I mean. The new Star Trek, the first of the new Star Trek movies, which in itself isn't really a remake of the motion picture, but it is reboot.
We're reaching on that one a little bit.
I don't think we are at all because it's a reboot.
Also, talk about the fact that
they rebooted
Star Wars movies are getting watered down and shitty.
Star Wars, really? You think so?
Can we talk about this for a second?
Heads up, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, get the fuck over it and get out of here.
I'm not worried about that.
At this point. At this point, you think everyone who's seen it has seen it? True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, and they're beat if they didn't, and we're not spoiling it. They're fucking beat. Oh, you can't curse.
Those people suck.
You can curse all you want.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, dude, right, what the fuck? We're not getting censored.
Yeah, word.
NBC doesn't fucking get to do last pass on this.
Did I just pull that out?
No, I think you're good. Well, occasionally, if you yank on it, you'll get some loss in the left headphone.
Yeah, I'm going to move a little closer.
All right, get in there, man.
Tell us how you feel about The Last Jedi.
Oh, nice. I like it. Yeah, what's going on with you in Star Wars? Why is that problematic?
It's all the same content. They're making these movies just for money.
They're making
them too similar to the old movies.
Absolutely, they're making these movies for money, but I don't think that necessarily makes them bad.
I mean, they're copying old content just for money and releasing Star Wars movies.
Oh, overall, I don't think they're super creative. They're not breaking the mold. They're not reinventing anything. I agree with you.
I don't know, man. Watch those fucking original 4, 5, and 6, the middle first three.
Those are still the best.
Hold on. There's a reason they're the best. Because they cared. They put time. They put effort into the costumes. You don't have any of that in the new Star Wars. Cool costumes, different...
Everyone's wearing clothes.
You don't.
I beg to differ. I think it's pretty good.
I've seen pants. I've seen shirts.
The bar scene with Han Solo and Chewie when they're in that bar on the one planet with all the different... aliens around them. Yeah. You don't have any of that. Jabba the Hutt's planet.
You had Maz's bar.
Any of that in
Maz's
any
bar.
Of the new fucking movies. Like
we had Maz Kanata's bar.
Yeah. You know her last name?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
That's pretty good, actually.
Star Wars fan.
You guys hook up or what's up?
I'm a Star Wars fan too. I don't know her last name. What? Out here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Kanata. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you did know her last name. I was like, you knew that? Holy shit.
I did not
Maz Kanata.
No.
Okay.
With the tiny eyes.
So I know her name's basically Canada, but pronounced with a different emphasis on the different syllable.
It's K-A-N-A-T.
I'm Maz Kanata.
It's K-A-N-A-T-A.
Where are you from?
All right.
It's a T. It's not even a D.
K-A-N-A-T-A.
I mean, yeah, I get it. But it's a K and
it's
a
Galactic
T.
Basic, okay?
Galactic Basic. Don't even.
Did Brandon just say it's Galactic Basic?
Are you serious? Oh, don't make me get into this.
And for those of you who don't know, that's the common language spoken in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe you just pulled that out.
Oh,
I mean, I knew what it was, but I wouldn't have remembered it if you hadn't fucking pulled that out.
Ladies,
that right there needed to be on YouTube because the energy behind it and the unbelievableness of it needed to be shot and just captured. And maybe made into a meme or something along the lines.
That's why you don't have to worry about translating all these aliens in Star Wars, because everyone speaks Galactic Basic.
And that's
which sounds English. Just like
surprisingly
English.
It's English.
A lot like English.
And it's funny because the Imperials actually speak Galactic Basic with an English accent.
It's just weird.
Which I guess is just a Galactic Basic accent.
Yep.
In the microphone.
That's how they talk, just with the Galactic Basic.
Yeah, except but they're all very British. We're from the Empire.
What?
Sir,
did you know that
the Death Star is within range?
You
may fire when ready.
Yeah, the one guy in the new Star Wars is actually British.
Oh, wait, no.
What? But he actually did an American accent.
John Boyega, yeah, Finn. He's British.
No.
Yes. Finn,
the Imperial guy.
What? Who? That's the Imperial guy?
No.
What Imperial guy?
Not Finn. He's the black guy.
The redhead?
He's the Imperial guy.
Definitely
not,
is the black
guy. Doesn't need to be a race thing.
He's the black guy
I'm
first,
saying.
Imperial guy second.
Just, oh, you're talking about General Hux, the redhaired guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's super British.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He speaks with a British accent.
He's also really... I like him. He's he's got to be our age, around our age.
Yeah, he's our... He actually is. He's a good
He's a redhead. He was also in...
Dread.
That was what we saw him in recently.
Dread?
Like a new
Go
Dread?
Back, hit up our review of Dread. Yeah. We enjoyed it.
He's in a lot of movies, man. He's a pretty good actor.
I like him too. Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's in a movie with Rachel McAdams called In Time. He's in a movie.
Oh, yeah, he was in that.
Yeah. He's in the Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he won the award.
Oh, The Revenant?
Titanic.
He's in The Revenant.
I didn't know that. He's in Ex Machina.
Is this a movie podcast?
They haven't remade Titanic yet.
Yeah, they're not going to. They're really not.
They'd remake it with Leonardo DiCaprio just again.
Dude, just
if they
did that, it might kill it.
It might kill it
if they put Leo back in.
Anything you put Leo in.
As Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't seen The Revenant. Did you see it? It
wasn't that good.
He gets attacked by a bear. Based on a true story.
That's
about it. If you get attacked by a bear and you had to happen to him, he'd die. You die.
Yeah,
that's
probably
not
would.
Like a thing. You get attacked by a bear and you die.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He got attacked by a bear. He got pretty much his back fucking clawed out. As soon as a bear claw hits your spine,
you're like, I'm done. I'm out.
You die because you can't move because your spine got attacked by a fucking huge bear. And that's not a thing.
Spine attack.
Yeah. You don't just lay in the woods with nobody taking care of you in a fucking ditch with dirt and snow around you and live. Like, that's not a thing.
No, he was fine.
Well, the real guy was.
There's a real story behind that.
Hugh Glass.
Oh, that's actually true.
Yeah, it's a true story. Hugh Glass.
Yeah, and it's actually, I feel like they said it was way worse.
It is way worse.
Than what the movie made it out to be. Like, the movie, the people who made the movie were like, this would be unbelievable. We have to tone this back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I suppose you only really have Hugh Glass's
how
much worse
say
that
on how it was.
Story get?
Apparently, the bear pooped on him.
Wasn't he, like, attacked multiple times? Like,
so.
He, like, went unconscious in the bear nest. And then, like, woke back up.
Yeah,
a bear
something
nest.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Listen to that episode of The Dollop, guys.
Yeah, shout out to The Dollop.
If you're listening to us and
that's
not
like
the
third
Dollop,
episode,
you
it's really
are
early.
Foolish.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It really is. Yeah, it was.
It was very early.
Yeah, it was an early episode. Yeah.
He didn't die.
No,
dude,
he survived and literally then went for revenge. Just
he made it to a camp. Then he went and hunted down the people who fucking left him there. Yeah,
like
that guy
story.
Was. Oh, so serious.
He actually hunted them down, like the group that left him there.
Yes.
Did he kill their? Did they kill his son? Too?
Oh, that part is fictional. The son part is fictional.
I didn't know there
was
a son murdering
part. That
was
half the reason. Like, the Gorn dude killed his fucking.
Oh no,
kid.
They ditched him in the fucking woods. So he just like, well, now you're all gonna die.
Yeah. Well, that's. Like
I mean, they pretty much murdered him by like fucking
they
abandoning
left him there to die.
Like you said, that's not something you easily survive.
No, well, you don't really survive. I can't.
Well, this guy did.
Not believe that's a true story.
It is a true story.
I cannot believe.
Unfortunately, you can't check, so you have to believe us.
Now.
I'm telling
you. I'll text you, motherfucker.
I mean,
I'll text you right after this and be like, yo.
You're going to forget.
I looked that up and that's bullshit.
Go to Wikipedia and for The Revenant and trace it to based on true story.
Don't do it now.
Put it down.
I swear.
Put it down.
I will slap that phone right out of your hand. I'll do it. Don't make me do it. Expensive. Don't make me do it then.
It's fucking way too expensive.
It'll upset both of us then. You see?
Really won't.
You're gonna ruin my good day.
I'll be so happy.
Don't ruin
if
my good day.
You break that phone, I'll be like, okay,
don't come in between me and my good day.
You,
I got my Baileys.
Can ruin your Baileys.
I got my pals. I'm coming off a high you wouldn't believe.
Glad to hear.
Just from going to work. Dude, I was so stoked for you to get a job, man. I was like, when you said you landed that job, I was like, what?
Yeah, man.
Like, I jumped out of my fucking seat. Brandon's like, I got a job. I was like, could you, like, with some enthusiasm?
Sorry, man.
With feeling?
He's like, man. I guess it's not real just yet.
I guess not.
Did you start?
It will be.
No, I think in...
Week from
Monday.
Yeah.
And what is it again?
It's like data entry and like customer service stuff.
Cool.
Saber-tooth tiger hunter.
Same.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. On the weekends. No, they call me a weekend warrior.
No, I do that. They go all the time. The weekends.
I'll call you for tips.
What do you do on the weekends?
On the weekends, I'm a skydiving instructor in Pennsylvania.
I can't believe you came all the way out here to Chicago, the Giants district of Chicago, where we have a lot of Giants fans, as we all know.
Well, it's not far.
It's so. It's really pretty close.
It's close.
Funny thing
it's
is,
south.
So. I think it's like an 8-hour drive.
Right by Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. Pittsburgh's like a 4-hour drive. It takes like a good 3 to 4 hours to drive across Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's a great area.
Yeah.
People are really nice. It's
not really good. Yeah. I mean, the...
What are you doing?
I'm fucking nothing. I'm not checking the internet. I'm not checking
Dude.
The internet.
Wow.
I received an urgent text message.
Oh. They should know that you're recording that.
They should. And this shouldn't be. This shouldn't even be on vibrate. This should be on silent. It is on silent. How's that possible?
You have
eyes. Oh, no, maybe that's silent. Okay, silence. Here we go. I don't know how to use my phone. I'm sorry, guys. First day with the new phone.
That's okay.
Terrible.
That's not true at all.
New case?
Nah. I'm not buying it.
New headphones.
Still no.
New app?
You didn't get anything new today.
First day with the app. Nothing First day new. Under the app.
Nothing new.
Under
you had
which
an
app?
Assistant. You had a new assistant.
Yeah. Today.
No, I actually lost an assistant.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Now that he's going to have a full-time job.
Put in my 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I actually lost it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that hurts. I don't know how I'm going to get laptops packaged and whatever other menial shit I could fucking come up with for you. Every day I ran out of shit.
Yeah, it's
I was like, because at some point I would have had to start literally training you to do my job. And I was just like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I need you to package this up. I need you to make these phone calls. I need you to whatever. Anything that wasn't
Wait,
too technical.
How long have you guys been working together?
Dude, it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't planning for the long term here because I figured he'd be finding a job short.
There we go.
Yeah. So thank God. It's actually a huge relief. Oh, man.
Sorry, it didn't mean to be an albatross. Jesus.
Oh, dude. Around my fucking neck. The neck pain that I have. Scoliosis, bro. Hold on. Let me get up on this cross.
Yeah, a little higher there, buddy. A little higher. Now, let me get the extra sharp nails. So going back to Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Star Wars, I can't believe you hate it, man.
I don't hate it.
I don't think he hates it. He just doesn't. He doesn't love the new movies as much as he does.
I just don't think they're putting any effort into the new movies. They're copying old storyline, and it's boring as fuck.
What about The Last Jedi, though? I feel like I agree with you that
sucked.
Force Awakens copy.
It sucked. They went to find Luke, and Luke is just this old little fuck. He looks like Yoda.
Same with
That's
Yoda.
That's kind of the point. They already did that.
All right.
They did. He's Fair right. Point. They did,
Fair
though.
Fair point.
They did, though.
Fair point.
There was a sunken X-Wing.
There was.
Go. I gotta go.
I gotta go. Oh, it is very... No, dude. I agree with you. I think they are taking a lot of stuff and just... The end scene from this movie was like the opening scene in... Empire Strikes Back, where it's basically like this wide open plain of, for lack of a better word, snow. They're going out in speeders and they're like wrapping up these fucking walkers that are coming their way.
Yeah.
The whole story of Kylo Ren is a copy of what Anakin Skywalker did. And then Luke left because he killed all the trainees.
Yeah, I mean, pretty well. That's how you fall to the dark side, though.
Fucking thing. It's the same exact thing.
It is pretty similar.
Except what? He killed all the Jedi trainees instead of him slaughtering a whole village like Anakin Skywalker did. That's the exact same.
No, it's very similar. I agree with you. But I mean, how else do you fall to the dark side?
You do something a little fucking different.
Be fucking original, Kylo
Ren. You don't copy paste, all right? We don't need copycats.
My grandpa did this, so I'm going to do this.
Hey, it was an homage.
It's a tribute. It was terrible.
This is just a tribute.
And now, after me saying
this
all
is not
of that,
the original
do you now
of
agree
Padawan?
A little bit that they just did it strictly? I know the movie was made for money. Obviously, the movie's made for fucking money.
Right, dude, it's Disney, bro.
But did they just steal
Sorry,
all of
Disney,
it together?
Don't come after us, please.
Put in people who weren't going to get paid a lot, and then them just cash in on the. That's what they did.
Yes.
That's what they did.
And they're killing off all the people they have to pay real money to.
They exactly.
Fucking A right.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
Someone's getting her money.
Well.
Don't believe that for a second that someone's not. Her brother's
well, her
probably getting
her daughter is an actress as well.
I don't know how that works.
Carrie Fisher has a daughter.
Well, you're getting some sort of royalties
people
for using
have daughters,
her
yeah.
image, I imagine.
Did you see her?
What?
She was like a gremlin.
Yeah, I know she by the end of her like life, Yoda. Yeah.
She did a lot of drugs, Yoda. Dude.
She did
a
shitload of drugs, of hard drugs.
Yeah.
And she had like a lot of
like
problems.
Like marijuana.
So. Yeah, she did a lot of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
She was like,
but
she
I do know she
depressive.
Was a big marijuana addict.
Oh, she did shitloads of coke, dude.
She's a huge cocaine addict.
You still think she wasn't Return of the Jedi?
Cocaine's one thing, as long as you stay away from the marijuana. That
well, marijuana is worse than all of them, right? According to Jeff Sessions.
It's a Schedule I gateway drug, man. It opens the gateway.
All right.
Straight to hell.
And here, down south, we can't have that.
Southern Chicago.
Killing our kids.
Southern Chicago.
Man.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm pretty sure Chicago was actually in the south. I think Illinois was a southern state. There were not a lot of northern states, man. When you look at a map, it's like there were like, it was like New Jersey, or? Pennsylvania.
Abraham Lincoln was from Illinois.
Exactly, which is what made it so heinous.
Which made it awesome. He
yeah.
was the fucking man.
Yeah. Their betrayal of
that
him.
That movie that was made about him.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Was so sick. I actually saw it.
That documentary of his life.
It was
And during all that, fire. He still had time to win the Civil War.
He did. He won the Civil War.
This guy was a champion. Staking vampires straight to the heart and also defeating those dirty Confederates. I didn't see the movie. Were the Confederates vampires? Is that how it worked?
Sure.
General Lee was like...
Those dirty, dirty Confederates.
I want to suck your blood, unless you are a Negro. In which case, no, you must be subservient.
Oh, Jesus.
In the South. But also states' rights. It's more about states' rights.
General Lee from Transylvania.
And the economy. We're worried about economics. Don't make it a slavery thing.
It's about God.
General Lee left.
Historically, I mean...
He was like, wait,
don't
no...
Don't take down my statue, please. I just like the statue.
Dude, Lee was pissed. Lee was like, guys, I love you. Love being a northerner. Hate what you're doing. I'm out. I'm going to actually fight against you and hopefully beat you.
Those are exact words.
Yeah.
He was fucking pissed, dude.
And then Grant became president.
Yes, he did.
What did he do? I hear he was kind of a dick.
He was an alcoholic.
Well, yeah, that too.
The Southerners love to paint a picture. I'm sure he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were alcoholics back then.
Yeah,
though.
Dude, what did you have to do?
Yeah.
Like, it was like you would drink, and then you would eat, and you would fuck, but fucking everybody was puritanical, so like mostly like you had to keep that on the DL.
You had to touch each other's elbows or something.
Yeah, right? There were no computers. There was no TV. There
what
was
are you
no
talking about?
Photographs.
What was
that?
There was
1800s. You're pure erotical. What was that?
Puritanical.
What does that mean?
Meaning like you can't show ankle because it would be like inappropriate.
Yeah.
You like know the Puritans, like the ones that came over the Mayflower?
Oh, it's like a
they
religious
were all, like,
thing?
Yeah,
yeah. They were like, hey, we can't like enjoy life because God wouldn't want us to.
Pretty much.
That's why he made us to be miserable. Because he wanted us to suffer horribly. All shall worship him.
Yeah, you know what's funny? That's a big reason why I can't live in the South. Is because I would get Blacks. Into too many... Don't encourage my racist side.
Why is that racist? I just said
don't encourage my racist side. Uh-huh. I was just you made a black comment. I could definitely make one too.
You thought I meant the people?
No. I was going to say the only reason I'm changing topic is I couldn't live in the South because everyone's like. Everyone's so fooled by religion down there, and like
it's not just down there,
it's
brother.
Not just down there, but yeah, I know it's a concern.
I know what you mean. There's a lot of silly people down there,
but more so than the rest of the country. I feel like they're
probably
they're
it's not, called the Bible Belt for a reason.
They're like not as intelligent sometimes, and I feel like they're very like stuck in their way sometimes about like
progressive
about
things.
That. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what being conservative is all about, is that, like, I stick with the old ways, and mm-hmm. I'm not open to change of any kind.
Correct.
But the old ways are good.
Conservative.
And all, don't lie to yourself. Like, when you're a fucking crazy religious, you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah, religion's a weird one.
And I don't like it. It ruins people's fucking lives.
It does, but it really I know does. People that it serves well. I know people who, you know, aren't too crazy about it, and it just colors their life in the right way.
Well,
and
then that's different, but they're probably intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, ish.
Well, if you don't let it control you, that's what I mean by that. That's a certain sort of intelligence.
Smart.
It's not like, oh, yeah, they're fucking, you know, genius, but it's a certain sort of intelligence not to fall into that entrapment completely.
Blind
Listen,
loyalty.
They're definitely intelligent people. I mean, they're not as smart as I am. Hey, Josh, how you doing? But they are decent.
Just give a shout out.
Hardworking.
Shout-outs.
Oh, we can do shout outs.
All right. Hey, Josh.
Josh is an old college buddy of mine. I don't think he listens, but now he'll have to.
Maybe he's the one who put the angry face.
Oh, yeah. We got a review on Facebook. Somebody just commented with an angry face. I don't know who. I've never met this person,
Some
but somehow they found our podcast.
Crazy woman.
And, yeah.
We offended somebody.
We did offend somebody. Somebody got triggered. Triggered hard.
We reached out and affected somebody's life.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're affecting a lot of people. We were featured on another podcast recently. Which Brandon doesn't want me to talk about.
I really don't have much to contribute.
I know. Brandon and I have lived this over ad nauseum. I wanted to see.
Wait for it.
I wanted to see what your feedback was.
Can't wait. Look at this.
Did you see Brandon's face? He was like, dude, we don't have to talk about that on the podcast. I was like, dude, the podcast is my way of expressing myself. This is the craziest thing that's happened to me in a long time, much less this past week. I want to talk about this. I need to get somebody's perspective on this.
Are you going to... Well, yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about because you might remember them. You might know who it is. But I am going to bleep out their last name, Impost. Because Impost, you hear that, guys? I know what I'm talking about.
On Facebook, Impost, or
on the recording, I'm going to put a quack in. You remember the quack?
Quack.
We're going to do quack.
Quack.
So, this guy, do you remember Eric from high school?
No.
Okay.
Fair
do
enough.
You remember Ryan?
Yeah, obviously.
There you go.
Okay.
But only because he had an older brother, and
they were
around our age, and they were soccer players, and right. Mr. Mark was hilarious.
Yes, he was.
Mr. Carlisle! Sit down!
My favorite was whenever he would yell at the kids in the cafeteria, it sounded like he was falling off a cliff. You sit down!
That's what he used to say to Carlisle. Yeah. Mr. Carlisle! Sit down! It was so funny. It was so
funny.
He was priceless.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I may have to bleep out his name.
This whole part's going
to be Carlisle was always talking to people in gym class. He's always like up, move, like talking to somebody. Fucking idiot.
This all part. This beginning part's gonna get bleeps.
So yeah, a lot of that beginning is I'm gonna take out some names.
We just dropped so many names.
Yeah,
it's
really
fine.
Shouldn't.
No, it's fine. They're just gonna have a lot of ducks. It's gonna be a swarm of ducks. What are ducks traveling?
Flock.
Flock of ducks. Flock sure. of ducks. It's gonna be a flight of ducks.
It's a flock. Ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together. It's a flight. It's a flight of ducks.
Mighty
guys,
ducks.
I'm making that up, but it could be true.
No, it's a flight of lions. It's a flight
of ducks. It's a pride of ducks.
It's a pride of ducks.
You're such an asshole. Stop drinking Baileys.
Just because of that. Now
I'm going to need a refresher for this.
All I'm saying is I wish I had more ice.
There's no ice in that fridge.
There's no ice in that fridge. I gotta leave the floor for ice.
Robin's up.
Where's Howard? Are we good? I think we're still good. She's kicking things.
Yeah, we're good. It's recording.
Hang on.
Why am I so low? Is that because of... Oh.
No one likes you.
What? Wow.
Did you turn me down?
Wow.
Did you turn me down?
Yeah, I did on purpose. I saw.
I can't, like, hear myself.
This, well, put the mic closer to your face. Well, oh, then maybe you should turn you up.
Quack.
Let me get a sound check.
Quack.
I hear you. All right. Look at it.
Quack.
Don't talk.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. I guess.
Yeah, you see the green thing moving, and you're doing whatever. Okay, so...
What are you doing?
It's the first time Ian's noticed the equalizer, the whatever, the sound...
Why are you hissing?
Waves on the screen we've got.
No, it's a snake.
Yeah, Ian's fine.
Oh, and Mickey, too. Oh. Spirit ring. Oh.
What are you doing? You're the worst at this podcasting, Dave. What's going on?
Oh, we can edit this. Oh. All
right.
Oh. Get out there and make me some money.
I got contacted.
There's gotta be history. You gotta give them the history.
By Walt Disney? Huh?
No. I'm gonna tell them exactly. So I got contacted by this friend of ours from high school. He was
perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I'll have to edit that out too.
I don't want to be part of this.
So, oh my God, ice! This is miraculous. The booth is killing it. Christine, my girl, sent Sal for ice. Appreciate it. Sal's more of a goal for Christine's in charge in there. No, that's cool. That won't pick up on the mic. Keep doing that for sure. That's what our listeners tune into for. A napkin metronome. Are you keeping rhythm for us? And a one, and a two, and an Ian with the napkin.
Can I get a bell? Can I get a bell? Gonna get a,
I've got a fever.
You can just edit this.
I can edit all this.
Yeah, quack.
I won't, though. I usually leave a lot of this bullshit in.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'll just edit it. Lies.
I say it to him all the time. I say it to him all the time.
All the time.
He hates it.
He's like cringy. He's like, yeah, I really wish you wouldn't do that.
I edit parts. I edit parts.
Oh, parts. Man.
There's stuff I've edited for you.
Yes, there is.
Upon request.
Yeah.
So you got contacted.
Oh, I got contacted by this guy, Eric, who we went to high school with. Dated a friend of ours for apparently a long time. I didn't remember it was that long.
It was a while.
But I guess it was a while. He also has a podcast. He moved out to California years ago. He lived somewhere else. Now he lives in California. Long story short. So he texts me out of nowhere. And he's like, dude, I want to give you a call next week. And I was like, oh, okay, man. What's up?
Dude, let's go to Cali and set a podcast up, the three of us.
Dude, why would we need to go to Cali?
We're doing it here.
That's the beauty of a podcast. You can do it from anywhere. Here in Chicago is perfectly fine. Why would you go to New Jersey for a podcast?
Yeah.
Too close to the ocean. So this dude reaches out to me. He wants to have me on his podcast to cross-promote our podcast. He's like, I see you have a podcast. Dude, I have a podcast too. He's been doing his for a long time. He's on like episode 160 or whatever.
What about the followers?
It's a different story.
We have more.
We won't discuss that probably. So I was like, yeah, man, that'll be really cool.
But can we? Like, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Right. I want to get your reaction to what I'm about to tell you. This blew my mind. This is by far the craziest thing that's happened to me in at least the last year. And definitely the craziest thing that's happened to me this week. So I'm excited to catch up with an old friend I haven't seen in years and years. I know, right? That is the most exciting thing that's happened to me in this week. My assistant did quit. Yeah. Up until Brandon got a job, it was the most exciting thing. It was the craziest thing that happened to me all week. So this was just the other night, and I was like, oh, Brandon, you should come over because he wants to have me on for the podcast. I'm sure he would want you too. And Brandon actually knows this guy.
Yeah.
They go back further than he and I do. And I was like, it's weird that he didn't call you, but like, whatever. So Brandon comes over after whatever, and fucking we're sitting around waiting.
So wait, you know this person better than him at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, I see what's going on. So, it's awesome. It's
so,
okay.
So I pick up the phone, and I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? Holy shit, what's going on? And he's like, Dave, how you doing, bro? And I'm going to leave names out of it of people who aren't, I mean, were involved when he was saying stuff, but I'll names have changed to protect the innocent, rather. So he's like, dude, what's going on? How's your podcast? Are you got a podcast? What's that about? And I'm like, oh, it's about, we do retcons, remakes, and you know, redos, reviews from, you know, our favorite movies from our childhood and shit. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. How many followers do you guys have? What's going on with that? And, it, you know, his tone was kind of, you guys with your little podcast. And I was like, oh, you know, we don't have a lot. We don't really worry about it. We're kind of doing it for the fans. We have some loyal listeners who enjoy it, so we're going to keep putting them out. And he was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then he proceeded to ask me some weird questions about my sexual history from 15 years ago.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. No segue.
No.
We're probably on the air for less than 2 minutes at this point. And like one of them was about the one, like a rumor that won't, that I mean, I won't go into graphic detail.
Honestly,
about.
It doesn't matter.
It was, yeah, it was a rumor that I did something sexually with a girl in high school when we were freshmen. And the rumor had like gotten passed around from person to person. And I was like, no, man, he brought it up. And I was like, no, man.
I thought he was kidding, too. So
I thought he was joking. I was like, no,
yeah,
man.
I was
that
like,
was,
yeah, I remember when that came
I
around.
Do remember that rumor. Yeah, but I was like, wow, dude, I can't believe you remembered that. That was so long ago. That was 17 years ago. I haven't thought about that since high school. And, you know, thinking we're having a good time, you know, I was like, what a weird thing to bring up. But, you know, Eric was always a weird guy. He was kind of an oddball, you know, he was kind of a goofy. He always liked to do things for, like, you know, that shock value. So I was like, yeah, man, whatever. And he was like, okay, okay. And then he started to ask this other stuff about, like, what we were into. And, like, this is, like, my first real girlfriend. I was, like, freshman year of high school. I was, like, 14, 15 years old. So I was like, this is some weird shit to be digging back into, but perhaps there's a theme of this podcast that I don't understand. Perhaps it's like, oh, we get to know you through your most intimate sexual history, and then we talk about, you know, movies.
What was this podcast originally about?
He just interviews people. He just, and it's mostly, it's a lot of conspiracy stuff. It's, I listen to it. So, but here's, it's not even, that's not even the weirdest part. That's just where I was like, huh, how weird. Then,
did you
without,
call him out?
No, no, wait. It gets better. So without any segue whatsoever, he's like, okay, okay. Well, listen, I hear that back in high school, you slept with my girlfriend. True or false? And I was like, what? What are we talking about here? And he's like, my girlfriend for most of high school, which I guess it was. I don't remember.
Like 3 years, yeah.
Again, my long-term memory, dude, is really bad. Like, so he's bringing stuff up that I haven't thought about in years and years with super clarity, really specific shit. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? And he's like, oh, you know, there was a choir cruise that you guys were both on and you got drunk and you slept together? And I was like, dude, listen. I said her name. I was like, are you talking about this girl? And he's like, uh-huh. And I was like,
you should have been like, fuck yeah.
You're the second person to tell me I should have done
you
that.
You should have been like, yeah, I did. What's up? Weird. So weird. I don't feel bad. I mean, yeah.
Did you know I fucked her at the time?
Do you want details?
Because she was crazy.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, dude, it was...
So I keep going. Anything else? Or that?
No, there's more.
Oh, my God. You should have made this dude feel so awkward at this point, though.
Well, dude, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Like, it makes you... It puts you on the spot for a second, but, like, who cares?
It does, right?
It's 15 years ago. 16 years ago.
This is kind of my reaction.
Yeah, so, yeah, all right, keep going.
So, at this point, I'm kind of like, whoa, dude. I absolutely not. Categorically, a no. I never did. I would never do. For the record, I've never, to my knowledge, slept with a girl who has a boyfriend, who's in a relationship. To my knowledge.
From what you were told, also.
Exactly.
Because that's how it works. Both sides, not one girl, not gender.
But
I'm saying both sides do it. It's just how it works.
Absolutely. But to my knowledge,
yeah.
Never done it. And I knew these two were dating at the time. I mean, I I guess they must have been. I probably don't really remember, but he says they were. But regardless, I never slept with this girl ever, whether they were dating or not.
Oh, so the story was made up?
Dude, it was bogus. It was totally bogus.
Did it even happen?
And I said that, and he was like,
did she make it up?
Is there some story about maybe you guys got drunk and slept in the same bed? And I was like, well, first of all, you said slept with my girlfriend, which has a very specific... I know you could have meant slept in the same vicinity as my girlfriend.
But that's
but
not
if I ask you,
really
did you sleep with my girlfriend?
What that means. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, dude, I do not know. I don't think so. I do not have a memory of that happening. It could have. We were friends for a long time. You get drunk, you fall asleep in the same bed. There's not enough beds. You only rent one hotel room, and everybody crams into like a bunch of beds. You know.
Still though, it wasn't real. But so she probably may even made it up.
I do
piss
not
him
know.
Off.
I don't think so. But I don't. I don't. She doesn't seem like the type of person. I don't remember her being the type of person who would have done.
But why would he say that to you?
He said, after I said no, he was like, oh, I'll have to check my sources on this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I think you better. But he never said who his sources were.
That's cool, dude. This guy lives in California, and you guys are like in your 30s.
Yeah,
exactly.
Check your fucking sources. I hope you hear me, you fucking idiot.
He won't, because I actually asked him. I was like, dude, did you listen to our podcast? He goes, well, no. And I was like, I listened to yours. I thought it was interesting. It's mostly some crazy bullshit you can't substantiate from lunatics who aren't super interesting. But
you at least gave him the benefit. You're like, I listened to yours.
No, I was polite to him. I was like, I mean,
does he have followers?
Realistically, I think it's a little silly, but our podcast is silly. People enjoy this, so I can't imagine people not enjoying that, certain folks. Hmm. But regardless, our audio quality is better.
Thrown shade.
Shade.
I think
that's not shade.
I think well deserved
that was direct.
Shade.
Shade is like
yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
That was light.
Like I hope you hear this.
That was a beam of light. Shade's over here.
Yeah, shade.
This
is like
causing
not
shadows.
Saying it on a podcast. Shade would be like,
we cut the mic. Oh, this guy's an asshole.
Ian's doing sound work. He's working the mic. Yeah, this is good. He's getting into it. So yeah, man. I went to. Here's the thing, man. Yeah. I said to him. I said, listen, man.
Who is this fucking idiot?
He's a kid we went to high school with. I'm not going to repeat his name. His first name was Eric. And he was just, I don't know, man, from 15 years ago. Because the cruise happened 15 years ago. So, and at the time, that's the thing. He accused me of doing it on a cruise. That was a school-sponsored cruise.
Happened?
We all had our own beds. There would have been no
happened?
Reason for us to sleep in the same bed.
Anything else after that?
I told him. I said, hey, man.
Why did you do this?
Well,
did you say that?
Well, I did. I was like, honestly, at that point, I just said, hey, listen, dude. This is really strange for me. Because all I have of you from high school is fond memories.
You said that, yeah.
And I thought we were friends. And I thought I was going to be catching up with an old friend on this phone call, and that's not what's happening, clearly. This feels like some shit you've been carrying around with you for a long time.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And he goes, 15 years? And I was like, oh, shit. That's what I realized, because I hadn't thought about it in I don't know how long. But I was like, dude, this guy has been carrying this shit around for 15 years. Just an open wound for 15 years where I've just been this awful villain. Person, this villain
that didn't
in his
even
life.
Happen.
It didn't even happen. That's the worst part. It never even happened. But you are the second person I've told this to who has said, you should have told him you were fucking her, dude.
I mean, it's just so ludicrous.
I still could. I could go back to him and be like, listen, dude, I just didn't want to say it on air and embarrass you, but I was clearly fucking the shit out of her. Yeah. Not just on that cruise, too, but after she got back, she would tell you she was tired, and then she would call me. It was, like, really bad. I would leave because you were coming over. It was, like, wow, man.
It was shade.
It was shade.
It was shade.
Yeah, man. I'm sure I could have, like, but apparently, I mean, Brandon talked to him afterwards, and I won't reveal too much information about that, because that's a whole another private conversation.
What?
But
we
I guess,
could just edit it.
Here's the thing.
Quack it out.
I didn't know. We can't crack out a whole fucking sentence.
Well, I mean, we can make a song.
Quack, 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 quack. I couldn't figure out what his end game was. I still don't understand what he expected to happen. Like, did
mean?
He expect
he
me to...
He had to call you out. He's from... He had to call you out for 15
Illinois.
Years. I suck.
People might be able to piece this together.
This is the worst episode of Law
&
Order ever.
I suck.
No names for change.
It's always Brandon's the first guy. So it's the trick mad. Is, it's always the first
I'm
guy.
I'm not mad. I just don't want to really...
Brandon's had
I'm
enough
party,
of this.
I'm party to both. I've been friends with him for a long time, and as much as... it was extremely inappropriate what he did, and I'm kind of worried about him. I don't want to speak ill will because I have known him for
years. He's gonna have me on his podcast, where he basically ambushes me with this weird conversation.
I hope not, he doesn't. Nobody sounds good in that on his side.
I don't know, dude. He said it was for the podcast. If he doesn't air it now, it's kind of. I mean, it's kind of weak, actually. He's kind of a pussy if he doesn't.
Now you're daring
him
to do it.
I'm not daring him to do it. I'm just saying, you said we were recording some shit for the podcast. He said what he wanted to say.
He also didn't expect me to be here. He didn't.
I was like, dude, because he started with, what's your podcast about? I was like, dude, actually, I have Brandon right here with me. I'll put us on speaker, and you can have both of us on the podcast. And thinking, I was like, dude, how awesome is that? And he was like, okay.
No, he was like, oh, you could hear it in his voice. Like,
yeah, he didn't expect that. Uh-huh. So that's the even weirder part, because afterwards, after
he know you guys are like good friends?
He knows we do the podcast together. He knows we've been friends for at least 15 years. We've been, I mean, in and out of contact
never,
at certain points of time.
He's never brought this up to me before, ever. Never.
Weirdest fucking phone call I've had in my entire life, probably, man. I mean, it's like I walked into an office, like my boss's office, expecting him to be like, nice job on the Peterson file. And instead he was like, listen, we got to let you go. I was like, what's happening? Because here's the thing. I thought I had this friend for 15 years who I just hadn't been in touch with. He was out there doing his thing. I'm here doing my thing. And I was like, dude, I'm going to catch up with Eric. And he calls me up. And apparently for the past 15 years, he's fucking hated me because of some shit that never happened. How fucking wild is that?
Fucking bizarre, dude.
Dude, and that's the thing. All this is happening in my mind after I get off the phone with him.
Crazy. They overthink and they assume. And if people didn't overthink and assume stuff, there would be a lot less problems, honestly.
Well, I just don't like the way he went about doing it, man. I told him on the recording that I was like, hey, man, listen, if this is something you really think happened and we have a problem, then that sucks because I thought we were friends. And
it didn't
we
happen.
Should talk about that. So. We should have a conversation about that. Or I didn't say it, but you
not,
know, like,
or
like
just
a,
not
like adult
because
people.
Like we're not friends anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Now I feel like we're not. I mean, after the other night,
clearly you weren't because
we weren't to begin with,
hated
right?
You. You
exactly.
Thought you were friends, but he secretly hated you
for 15 years
for no reason because he didn't say to you 15 years
for
ago.
For half of a lifetime.
Yo, bro,
half of our life.
You slept with my girlfriend.
Yeah, wouldn't you call? That was what I didn't say it to him, but I was like, dude, why wouldn't you call me out on that?
I hooked
like,
up with one of my friend's girlfriends, right? I hooked up with it. Wasn't anything too serious, just a little foreplay, nothing, no intercourse, nothing too serious. Should keep names out of it.
Now he wants to keep names out of it. Yeah,
but, you know, we fooled around a little bit in front of a lot of people who watched it. What? It wasn't like it was like, yeah, me and.
Did you?
When dated her.
Did you film a porno? Is that what happened?
No, I just dropped all those names out. It's great. I just wanted because I knew Brandon would love it. So I did it for Brandon. yeah, I hooked up with and
like, you're just making more work for him. I love it.
I'm going to leave all his names in.
Yeah, he's got a quack. He's got a quack for it. He's going to say, oh, yeah, a little quack.
I have that quack on Control-V, man. I Control-V that quack right in there.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, that was senior year. And P, I'm just going to say P. And P wasn't like at the party we were at. And he found out.
How'd that go?
He called me out.
Yeah. Right? Like you do.
And I was like, yeah, dude, honestly, we're both pretty fucked up. And it was pretty stupid, but I answered him and I got it over with. And I mean, dude, I was friends with him too. But
exactly.
It's like,
if you're
Justin,
friends, you
can already bang there, so I didn't do fucking shit compared to what he did.
Woo! Yeah, dude. If you're friends, I feel like you can. That's a conversation. That's not 15 years of oh my god.
No, I mean
sometimes people you just don't see for a while, and that's fine because everyone does their own thing, and that's what I thought had happened, but I guess it didn't happen. So he called me back later that night, but it was already late, and I was like, I've wasted enough of my time on this shit tonight.
Whoa!
And
called you back?
Yeah, I know, right?
This guy's a joke.
And then I texted him the next day and I was like, hey man, do you want to try that again? Or are you content with where we left that? And he was like, I'll call you off the record
to, you know, tomorrow night at 9. And I was like, that's not going to really fit in my schedule because that's, I wanted to, that's, we would be doing this. I was like, I was going to give him a chance to be on the podcast because we were on his podcast. But it didn't fit his schedule. So I told him, call him back that night. And then he called me while I was in the gym and I missed it. And he was like, I'll call you in a couple days. And I was like, whatever. I'm not going to fucking chase you down. I just wanted to kind of give him the chance to say his piece if he wanted to say some shit about it, if he wanted to clear the air instead of, because after I said, this is the part you're going to find crazy. That's what I'm saying. Every time I tell you a detail, there's a crazier detail waiting in the wings. So get this. I was like, maybe we should have talked about this. I don't know. Maybe I owe you an apology for something, but I don't know. I don't remember. So we should have a conversation about this. And he was like, yeah, I got to check my sources. This is pretty awkward now. And I was like, yeah, it is. This is really, it's kind of weird. And he was like, it's crazy. I have Ryan here. He's just looking at his phone. He's looking pretty awkward. He's clearly uncomfortable. And I was like, Ryan's there? Right? I was like, Ryan, how you doing, man? And he goes, hey, Dave, what's going on? I was like, chilling, man. What are you doing? He's like, you know, chilling. And I was like, cool.
Wait.
In the room the whole time, didn't say a word about it. First of all, it's weird to have somebody on speakerphone without letting them know that there's other people in the room. But to what have him
kid's
sitting there.
Name was Ryan. Who's the other person?
Ryan, what dude?
More work for you?
He was in the room while Eric was asking me this shit. And I was like, Ryan, are you on the podcast? And he was like, not really. I was like, oh, okay. So you're just chilling out, spectating this, I guess. And he was clearly uncomfortable. And Brandon was uncomfortable. He kept asking Brandon, comment?
Yeah, he asked me to like kind of back him up. He was like, Brandon, do you have a comment? I was like, no.
Brandon was like, no, not at all.
You're on your own, dude. What is going on? Like, we're friends, but I'm not party to this.
Brandon was ready to text him right afterwards.
I was about to pounce. I was like, I'm going to talk to him right now.
I was like, don't fucking bother, man. Honestly, dude, that's the thing. The more I thought about it, the more I was just like, this poor guy. For 15 years, he's had this thing that...
It's depressing.
He's been fucking... hung
he's
up
also
on
across the country
that never like, even happened.
Yeah, but he's across the country. Like, why is he still thinking about that?
That's the
like,
thing,
just
man.
Move the fuck on, dude.
I mean, I'm sure he's had more recent relationships.
I've tried to tell him that.
That's the thing, dude. This is high school. We're talking about high school here.
Yeah.
You know, when the last time I thought about high school was probably right around high school. Probably like immediately after. Probably the day I showed up at college.
That's crazy.
He knew details. He remembered my first girlfriend's name. He knew details that. I was like, wow, I haven't thought about her in forever, man. That's a blast in the past. Like, he knew crazy shit that clearly he'd been thinking about. And I said, like, what's going on? I said something at some point where he was like, well, you know, I had a dream the other night and I had to ask you. And I was like, what kind of crazy shit is that? Are you talking to God? Who's giving you these dream messages where you got to reach out to people and fucking ambush them on air?
On air?
Well, we weren't live, but it's for his podcast.
So allegedly, yeah.
Supposedly what he said.
I'm sure. I 100%
wow.
Sure.
Wow. He is fucking lame.
Well,
this kid like a loser?
He's disturbed,
what's his
I
deal?
Think.
He does fine, man. He's got like a job and he
well, that doesn't mean anything. A lot of
I think
everybody
says
has a job.
It's
a lot about people that they think you can hold a job?
A steady job? Yeah, dude, you'd be surprised how many people I know who can't hold a fucking job. Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I didn't mean you.
I know.
And you have a job now, so you're fine. No, man, I'm saying, like, he was always a little weird, but he always seemed like a decent enough guy. And I thought we were friends. If you had asked me about him, I would have been like, oh, yeah, we were friends in high school. And I don't even know if that was necessarily accurate. I mean, granted, I knew his girlfriend before I knew him, but his girlfriend was part of our core, like, our group. If I just put together 10 people that we hung out with, his girlfriend would have been in it. And so he dated her for a while. And I was like, dude, so you're in our group. You're dating her. You're in our group. Like, for at least a year or two.
You got to be dating for a minute to get in the group.
They were.
No, well, yeah, they were, dude. They were dating for high school. They were dating for maybe half of high school.
Which is an eternity.
Yeah, which is forever.
Is a long time, dude.
But that's the thing, man. That's high school. You got to let that shit go.
I've had more recent trauma that I've gotten over with.
Exactly. That's what I said, too. I was like, dude. If he wanted to call me out on some crazy shit, I'm sure there's shit he could have dug up. But this is some old shit that I'm not even,
it isn't
like,
even relevant at all.
No.
To think about.
Well, here's the other thing, and I'll leave it on this. One of the last interactions I remember having with him in high school, which I think it, I don't even, I guess it was in high school, but I don't really remember. His girlfriend had called me over to her house. Yeah, Brandon's not happy.
No. I just, the whole situation makes me uncomfortable.
I know, you should be. You're friends with both of us. I get it.
It's fucking weird.
I absolutely do, man.
It's fucking weird that he did what he did.
At the same time, these are real life. Am I distorting any facts right now, Brandon?
No, you're giving your side perfectly clear.
Christine in the booth, am I distorting any facts right now?
No, it's fine.
Ryan, I'll bleep your name. If you're out there, am I distorting any facts right now? I mean, these are factual things that happened in my life, and it was fucking nuts. And this is my podcast, so I get to talk about it. Brandon said he reserved the right to be silent, and I said, that's fine. But I'll leave it on this. In high school, he had his girlfriend call me. He knew we were friends. Call me over to her house to be like to talk or whatever. And I was like, all right, are you like okay? I lived, you know, down the street around the corner. Everyone in high school lived close enough, you know. So I was like, all right, I'll stop by. And when I got there, they're both there. And they had heard me say to somebody that I like didn't really think they made a good couple. Because I didn't. I didn't. And I feel like I probably wasn't the only person to hold that opinion, but I'll leave that at that and say, hey, I did say that. I'm not saying I didn't. But to call me over and then like ambush me with this 2-on-1 confrontation to ask me, what's going on here? Why didn't you – like you don't like us together? Well, who'd you tell that to? Why are you telling people that? Like what's up? What's the big deal? Why do we bother you? And I was just like, you know what? I feel like I was brought here under false pretenses. This is like an ambush style 2-on-1 tactic you're using. This whole situation makes me very uncomfortable. And quite frankly, I don't think I need to explain myself. And I, at the time I was probably like 17, 18 maybe. So, I mean, I handled it differently than I did today because I'm a different fucking person than I was back then. But hopefully we all are. So I left and this is like the same thing like 15 years later.
Yeah,
he had somebody else with him. He brought me there under false pretenses, ambush style, 2-on-1 confrontation about some shit you thought you were going to call me.
It wasn't
me
a 2-on-1 though, because Brandon was with you, and
he
didn't
thought it
know
was
going to
be a 2-on-1 exactly.
So
Brandon even
why
the fucking honest.
Brandon up
so
top.
Brandon was there for the fucking win.
I got it, and I do have to say this. I do have to say this for on air for our listeners and Brandon. Thank you, Brandon.
No problem
for being here.
No problem
through that, yeah. Because as much as
if I wasn't there, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to come out in my corner.
He
would have
won.
Dude, fuck off. But
he
like, would have
won.
Definitely.
His mind, he would have won.
He would have won more so because he had one of his friends there doing that to you off air.
In Ryan's defense, he didn't say anything about anything until I spoke to him.
There.
And at that point, he was just like, I'm good. I'm fine.
I don't think he wanted to be there.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to be there either. Yeah. So, but again, I just don't understand what his end game was. Like what if I said I fucked your girlfriend? What was your reaction going to be? I'm going to fly out there and kick your ass.
Like, what was he going to do?
From 15 years ago.
But he's humiliating himself.
Yeah,
he's trying to humiliate you, and he literally is making himself
like
look
so
bad.
It
because
it's
bad to call someone out like that, but it's equally as bad because you banged his girlfriend. So it's like he got his girlfriend banged by you, and now he's trying to make you look bad. So that looks bad on him. And
no, it makes it even look bad.
He looks bad twice, and he's just trying to make you look bad. He failed twice. That's actually pretty obnoxious.
I mean, the first failure was 15 years ago where he assumed I banged his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I assume she would have, if he had asked her, she would have said, no, we didn't. Because again, unless I was blackout drunk, and that hasn't happened a lot, specifically more so in college than high school, but unless I was 100% blackout drunk, I did not have sex with this girl.
You blacked out a lot in high school.
I thought like we
exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was more like college.
We've been friends long enough. I think you would have told me.
I think right. I would have told you. That's the thing because we both knew her.
We've shared a lot.
I would have been
secrets,
like, dude,
yeah.
I fucked her.
Yeah, you would have told me.
Yeah, I totally.
It's never even come up. It's never even been a thing.
No.
I don't.
No.
That's where I'm like, where is this coming from, man?
Brandon
like,
says she's married with a kid now. I didn't even know that. I haven't seen this girl in a million years. I haven't thought about her since I ran into her randomly down in Florida years ago. I was sitting at a sidewalk restaurant.
In Florida?
Sidewalk like restaurant at a buddy's bachelor party. We were eating brunch after we had been out drinking the night before. And she goes walking down the street. And she stopped. She must have heard me because she goes, Dave? And I was like, blank? Mm-hmm. Like, and we went and talked and whatnot. And she was cute, man. I thought about putting the moves on her then. I'm not going to fucking lie about it. I mean, but again.
Knew her, too. You're good friends with her. So.
Yeah, yeah. But we had, like, high school relationships are weird, man. They're designed to
fail.
Brandon and I talked about this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fail and prepare you for relationships later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't think there's anything wrong with dating a girl you met in high school or a girl you dated in high school, as long as there's like a break there where you dated other girls. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when I ran into her,
one girlfriend,
I think I was single at the time, and I was like, damn, she looks great. I haven't seen her in years. We always really got along. And again, I think I told him, I think I said to Eric, I was like, she was an attractive girl, you know, don't get me wrong, but I never slept with her. It was just never like that. But I don't know. We'll leave it at that. I needed your reaction on it. I actually thought you'd know him. So I'm a little surprised. He was in a lot of stuff. He was very active in our high school. Yeah, I know. I knew you'd know him, but he's only an auxiliary member to the story.
Yeah, I don't think he even wants to be party to it.
No, I don't think he wants to be either. Part of it. Do we want to move on to some current events of the day?
Sure. All right.
You're bringing this to me then.
We'll end it on a high note. That's why I figured we'd throw it back to some. Brandon did some research on current events and what's been going on in our world, because Ian and I are both notorious.
Oh, it's not good. It's not
non news consumers.
Oh, this isn't gonna work, Ian.
I know you're on the same cord. You
I know.
You longer cord.
You can turn your chair.
I was gonna say, why don't you turn your chair around so your head is towards this way? Ian is rearranging the whole studio right now.
If the acoustics are off.
Do you need a break? You want to take a walk? You want to get a beer and like a sandwich and?
I need a sandwich.
Another slice of pizza.
No, a sandwich is great.
There is more pizza.
I really like wearing them.
Hey, Ian's back.
Hey.
And he's got the cheapest pair of headphones I could find on his head, and he loves them.
I do. I really do.
Apparently. I think they're literally Amazon brand headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it off and string it under there. Nope. Still wrong.
We're just going to turn them around.
I don't think.
Give it a go. Give it a go on that side.
All right. Whatever you say, pal.
Terrific. Ah, yes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Brandon, what did you work up for us? I know you're going to have to look at your phone for this potentially, but you're not looking up live internet shit. You're just.
Oh, I mean, I probably remember most of it.
You've committed to memory?
Well, I'm 99% sure.
Ah, here we go. This is, by the way, part of what I paid Brandon to do today. When I say Brandon came to work and worked for me, he worked for me. I can't legally say he worked for my company.
No, not at all. I was your PA for this week, yeah. So I guess the first one would be about the Russian Twitter bots that have been manipulating social media for the past several years.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me...
Pre-election and post-election.
Okay. So...
I don't want to talk about this.
Why not?
Uh-oh.
Because are you afraid of Russia?
Putin.
Ooh, you said his name.
He's going to fucking poison us.
If you say it two more times.
He comes in the door.
Yeah.
Like, just walks in.
Riding on a bear.
Oh. Yeah.
Shirtless.
Does he have, like, an axe or, like, vibranium?
He doesn't need one.
Like Black Panther?
Nope.
Nothing along those lines.
Bare hands.
Holy
That's
shit.
How he chops down trees. He punches them. He punches the trees down.
Putin?
With his bare knuckles. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, for real. That guy's crazy. That guy's a scary motherfucker.
Putin?
Yeah. Our president, President Trump. Like, if you put all the world leaders in a cage fight, Putin would win. I don't think there's anyone who would beat Putin.
No.
I don't think there's anybody.
No. He's a sick animal. He's like an animal.
And I'm talking fucking Barack and both Bushes. And Clinton also.
Well, he's ex KGB. I don't know if he's
maybe the first Bush, because he was like head of the CIA, so he probably knows like where to touch you to just kill you.
So
you're attributing
so
too
bad.
Much ninja scroll powers to
so
George
bad.
Senior. But okay,
I don't think so. Ninja scroll powers.
Ninja scroll. Sick.
Fist of the North Star. George Senior. Notice Fist of the North Star. No.
So are they? Can they be tracked to the Russian government?
Not so much to the Russian government, but Russian domains.
So it's really just random Russians. The Russian government's not doing it.
That's the best part. They'll have plausible deniability forever.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll always have it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids.
It's just people who like Putin. They're not hired by him.
It's a bunch of 14-year-old kids.
No, it's not.
It totally is. That's who you hire.
Well, yeah, I guess.
If you want to fucking create a Twitter storm.
It's pretty crazy.
You fucking...
So what they've been doing is not so much like, not what you would think per se, at least not what I thought, where it was just like, oh, we're just going to fucking blast Trump shit. They've been blasting both sides of it to cause discourse.
Yeah.
They've tracked to like to the same, like...
How do you think all those email things came out? They kept flooding everything with Hillary emails. Hillary's bad because of the emails. The emails. She's hiding the emails. It was so much focus on Hillary and the emails that that's how Trump like literally tricked into the presidency, well, sort of.
It was that and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, she's also the devil.
They closed the thousands Democratic Southern voting booths north of the Mason-Dixon
line.
There's
no such thing.
Yeah, look it up.
What are you talking about?
Democratic Southern voting booths.
The Democratic voting booths in the South.
What are you talking
south
about?
Of the Mason-Dixon line.
They shut them all down.
Before the election, they closed. Look it up right now.
We can't.
Well, then you can do it after. don't call me out and say that I'm wrong, because I read this.
Okay.
They closed 1,000 Democratic voting booths before the election in the South.
Before the election.
I just have one question.
Look it up.
Where is the Mason-Dixon line?
In the middle of the country. Don't be stupid.
I'm just checking your credibility.
I don't fucking know.
It's Pennsylvania.
Is Pennsylvania part of it?
It's the southern part of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
By Maryland and everything.
It's like right in the middle of the
country. It's by Gettysburg. Yeah.
Does the Mason-Dixon line run through Chicago?
Sure.
No. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Our home state of Illinois?
Yeah, our home state of Illinois.
It does, right?
No.
Okay. Never mind. No. Okay.
You know why? Because it's in the north.
It kind of is, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not good with maps. We've talked about this. Brandon keeps saying I need a globe.
Well, how the hell are you chirping people on a geographical
because
level?
Because you specifically use that as a point of reference.
Well, isn't south of the Mason-Dixon line considered like the heavy south? Like more? No.
I don't know. I'm asking you where that is to get a feel for that.
No, the Mason-Dixon line determines the south and the north.
Correct. You're right.
Listen, so what's... you used a point of reference culturally I was unfamiliar with. I asked you to clarify that location using a different terminology.
Of the Mason-Dixon. Well, I don't know. What is it? Isn't it the top of Virginia? The fucking...
Yeah, that's exactly
the top of Virginia.
Oh, my God. So
you
everyone...
fucking know this.
I don't know this.
Well, you're retarded. How the fuck do I know it? You don't know. What the hell are you talking about? Can't chirp me then. That's what Brandon's here for, not you. God. Try to make me look bad, Ryan.
You're right. It's south of the Mason-Dixon. Everyone below there is racist. Fuck you, Virginia.
I completely agree with that.
And also,
they're in denial.
Also, so. Most of the people north of there.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It's a 50-50.
It's a 50-50. 50% of the people are racist. The other 50, they're legit.
No, they're questioning being racist.
So, these Twitter bot accounts... No, what I'm trying to say is that they didn't just say, oh, Hillary's emails. They were saying, oh, Hillary's emails
and
Trump, Russia, or like Trump, other things.
They incriminated themselves.
Okay, I take that one back.
You know, it's also
that one back.
They could have.
It's true, because there's no such thing as bad publicity at this point in age.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
So if you flood even the negative Trump, it's still getting Trump out there.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you're right. You're right. It's probably a good maneuver for both. Things, dude. They didn't think they were gonna fucking win.
No, they did not.
They fucking they planned to fail.
Yeah, I do
against
that.
Hillary, and I really feel like when it all when
are you saying they
the
failed
fan,
the plan?
No, what did I say that?
You never had a teacher who said that.
What?
Failed the plan. What the fuck are you doing over there?
I don't know. I got cut down a couple of inches.
Oh my god! This is beautiful. Hold on.
You just tighten it then. There you go.
There you go. Like a mic stand, but for microphones.
You got it? Ian's taking apart the studio here.
Yeah, I got it.
Coming real clear.
So you don't think Trump planned to win?
No. I think when he realized that they were winning, they were all like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right? Because then you actually have to be president. You know what the crazy thing is to me? They acted like they were going to do stuff, and then like we just forget about it. Like, do you remember that we were all upset?
Think about it. They did. He put the ban on immediately.
No, I'm not talking about that at all.
He fucking put the ban back on. There is a ban. Muslims are not allowed in the United States right now still.
No.
I don't know if that's accurate.
That's not true.
Oh, I thought that was put back on.
What I'm talking about.
He's trying to put more
restrictions. He keeps trying to do it, but every time a different judge comes up and it's like,
they won't let it fly.
They're like, shut the fuck up.
He's fucking trying, dude. Yeah.
Well, more of what I'm talking about is like, do you remember how like we were all, everyone was outraged about Grabber by the Pussy, and then everyone was outraged about the fact that he didn't release his tax returns, and then everyone was outraged by the fact that he wasn't going to put his business in a trust, in a blind trust, and everyone was outraged about Stormy Daniels, and every time
recent.
You turn around, there's something new to be outraged about, and I've forgotten all the shit that like he said. He was like, oh, I'll release my tax returns after the audit is complete. So it's been a year since he's been elected, and I still haven't seen his tax returns. So how long does an audit take? Because the IRS does everybody else's super quick. And you'd think that they could put a rush on the president of the United States.
Well, that's a one percenter.
Exactly. So you'd think they'd get him through quickly. He'd get VIP service.
Well, there's a thing called lobbyists.
I don't think lobbyists have anything to do with the IRS.
Hey, man. Then what's the equivalent to a lobbyist that has to do with the IRS? Because that's what Trump's hiring to fucking stall it.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Crooked IRS agents.
Yeah, it's called money.
There's one word for our government right now, and that is corrupt. There is. In my opinion, there's one word for our government. It's corrupt.
We've always been corrupt. We literally go into other countries, we corrupt them and their whole structure, and then we play devil's advocate in all of the countries that we're in.
We play devil's advocate? In what sense?
We're terrible. Like, we are the worst. And the worst part is, we could really be helping them. But instead, we fuck them.
Oh, yeah. No, we do.
And it's ridiculous, because you're going in there, you are helping them, but then you're putting them into so much debt or just taking them.
Listen, if you are an American,
you don't do that.
You don't think that in some way your life isn't made easier by the exploitation of somebody in a less fortunate country, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Just think about the fruit you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the oil that drives all our shit that we never drill here for. When was the last time you saw an oil well outside of Texas, and now there's not a lot in Texas?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. We drill other people's oil.
We ran out of
you know how much
oil.
Gas? That's bullshit.
We drill the ocean's oil, too.
You know how much gasoline it takes to run the country every day?
So fucking much.
Every car on every road, every boat on the ocean, every plane in the sky.
Every bit of every manufacturer.
Every factory running anything. Everybody doing anything ever. Microwave, your
oil's
TV.
Oil's the only thing that hasn't. Of old money that hasn't like almost run out. Like, think about it. Like,
yeah.
Because the railroads, like the certain stuff is all the coal,
fossil fuels,
all the stuff that people old money.
Yeah, coal's
is
still
based
pretty big.
On.
They're not as big as oil, but
not as big as oil. Yeah, like oil,
we need oil.
Like, it's a terrible thing. It's a fucking terrible thing.
Well, they got clean coal now, so it's okay.
Oh God.
Yeah. What they do is they
Trump
take the coal
that,
and
idiot.
They clean it. And then when, after you burn it, after that, all the dirty stuff has been taken off the coal.
Of course,
so it's
goes
cleaner.
Into the air.
It's like when you scrub a cigarette before you smoke it. You take it and you just scrub it down, basic dish soap and like some, not just a sponge, but something Brillo-y. then you let them dry out, and you can smoke them, and it's clean cigarettes.
You can dip it in bleach too. That does it.
So, that does do it.
Yeah, dip it in bleach, smoke that cigarette.
Uh-huh.
That's clean. It's clean cigarette.
While you're smoking, you can bang your head into a brick wall. Repeatedly, and that'll actually strengthen your immune system against cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought water was good for that.
Water is good.
I mean, water's good for a lot of things.
But not that?
Not that in particular.
It's not lubricant?
No, man. There's. I see what you're saying about railroads and the coal, because it's true. There is a lot of old school, like steel. Steel isn't as big as it used to be. Like, steel used to be,
none
like, the
them.
Thing. Because you have, now you have a lot of synthetics that you use for other stuff. Everything doesn't need, you know, steel. They use it mostly for construction now, and not even in some places. But there's a lot of old, like, robber barony type shit that's going out the way of the dinosaur. Like, cars. Cars used to be, like, Henry Ford. Like, oh, my God, cars. And like, now it's, like, our car companies suck, and, like,
Henry
the ones
Ford
across.
Our cars company, oh, wait, their cars always sucked.
Henry Ford made good cars. Other than being potentially a Nazi, which I've heard.
Eugenicist, yeah.
I hear very good things about Henry Ford. He paid his workers enough to buy one of the cars because he said nobody who works here should not be able to afford to buy one of what we make. You know, he invented... He arguably invented he definitely refined the modern assembly line process, thank you, that we use today to build, like, to make everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be, I guess, good or bad. You could say that it's taken a lot of the craftsmanship out of stuff, right? It's, everything's mass-produced, but...
Well, we get a lot more of things.
We do, we do. It's a yield thing. The more you make of something, the cheaper it is to make. So, if you make a billion extra pink lawn flamingos that nobody wants, it's okay because the 1,000 or 2,000 that sold were made at an incredibly cheap rate. And that system's perfectly fine as long as you have unlimited resources to make extra pink flamingos. If you don't, you start running into problems, which is where this whole fossil fuel crisis is potentially going to lead us if we don't figure this shit out. But that's why. It's the only thing keeping us alive.
We don't have to worry about that.
We're good?
I mean,
You got it covered? You don't think we in our generation? I think by the time we're dead, we'll have stopped using fossil fuels for the majority of what we do.
Well, I mean, water can fuel everything if you change certain stuff. If you think about it.
If
you change the way, you could run anything off of water. Like, you could off of... Why does it need to be gasoline? Think about that.
It doesn't need to be gasoline, but gasoline is highly flammable and can run an engine and shit.
Yeah, but you could also have water do the same thing. If you change certain aspects of it, you could have water run a car. The guy who invented the car died 3 days later, and all the plans went with him.
Are you talking about this water-powered car that I've heard about also? There's like something on YouTube about it. I've heard this theory.
The guy came out with it. He invented it. 3 days later, dead. Everything about the car was gone.
Listen.
What?
If that's true.
It's true.
Listen, no.
True.
Okay, no, I'm not saying it's not. I
believe a little.
I do believe. I'm telling you. If that's true, that's the most monumental discovery of humankind. Right? You with me?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The fact that you can power an automobile with water, yes, it is.
How?
That means you could power everything with water, Ian. That means we could power the world with water. We wouldn't have to worry about... You could go out to the stream.
You can. They have water power plants.
No, dude. Those are like water wheels. Okay, so essentially, you know what powers everything on the planet, right?
Electricity turbines. And oil?
Turbines. Almost every form...
Yeah, but what do they run? What do they run with?
They don't run on anything. Everything shit runs them. That's what I'm saying. Everything that creates energy is run on a turbine. Like when you have, you know, coal-powered like trains, the old-timey ones?
Yeah.
All that was doing was you were throwing coal into a boiler to heat a fire that would boil water. That's why it's called a boiler. And that boiling water turns to steam and turns a turbine. And that turbine generates energy.
So why can't steam do it?
Steam can do it.
That's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
You can't
so
put
you have
steam.
A steam.
You can't
car.
Just look at water at room temperature and go, be steam.
Yeah, you get the steam. You've got to heat something to produce the steam.
You can't just put gas in a car and it runs. They created something to make it like that.
No, you can put gas in.
Yeah,
you can.
No,
just put, it's gas.
No, combustible.
But you can't.
You distilled it from oil.
You
it's
still
a certain.
You have to put other pieces of the car together that do some stuff.
Yeah,
to
but
where
not
the
really.
Gas
that's what I'm saying.
Does something.
Essentially, all that is fire and a turbine.
Okay.
Those cylinders.
So create something.
Turn
it
a series of shafts, essentially
a steam
turbine.
That hits a turbine, the same fucking.
But what's
way.
I totally
make it
agree
steam?
With you. What's going to turn the water
make
to steam?
Make something.
Like what?
Like what?
Like a little fucking thing that the water goes through that heats up hot enough to then it shoots into the engine.
But how does it heat up? What heats it up?
That's what I'm saying. You create
the gasoline.
No,
that's like this is the problem. Like
you don't need gas.
Yes, you do. You need something to create that heat. Ian, if you could just create heat from nothing, we'd be fine. But you can't.
Light
you need to
heat.
Burn
that's,
something.
It's like a utopian dream.
You need to burn wood or coal or oil or gasoline. You need to burn something to get that heat. Or you need to have nuclear power. All nuclear power is. Are you ready for nuclear power? Have we talked about nuclear power?
This is great.
They're rods of nuclear material, and those rods are super fucking hot because they're fucking nuclear.
Radioactive.
And they put them in this giant vat of water, and what that does is it boils the water to create steam that then turns a turbine. Everyone thinks nuclear power is this high-tech nonsense where you, it's nuclear power.
So
all you're doing,
you
it's
knew
steam
the
power.
Answer to the question you were asking me, why wouldn't you just say something like that?
That's what I was trying to say. My point to you is
saying,
everything is turbine
me,
power.
Well, but you just said you don't need.
What you're saying is we need nuclear powered cars then? Which, in which case, actually, that's not a horrible idea, except.
Well, you know, when it's.
That's
under,
a terrible idea.
No, it's not. If you could find a way to where if it got into an accident, it didn't just fucking explode.
Yeah, that's the trick.
No,
just
that's
that.
Not
that
the
is
trick.
The trick.
What about what if it was very small and it was encased in something that couldn't really be broken?
No, it's that's what they sci-fi has done that like a lot of sci-fi
black box.
All I'm saying is at the rate we're going with technology, we're not moving fast enough for
no,
how many years we're going ahead.
I agree with that.
Or we are, and they're not telling us.
Oh, I think they're holding us back artificially.
They're holding us back because nobody wants to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they have. In my personal opinion, I think they have better technology that they release slower so they can charge us more for it. Like, that's they have exactly the technology it. To make your iPhone fucking open just by looking at you efficiently.
They probably
have could do that now. But the my point is they have better technology than they give us, and then they slowly stagger it out. They're like, ooh, the 500, the 750, the 900, and really they had the fucking 1,000 sitting on the shelf the whole time.
Yeah, but of course, to make the money, eventually right. The 1,000 comes out after everybody realizes these other things
right,
are
but by
great.
Then they figured out something else.
And yeah, mm-hmm. And then that comes out. It's pretty pathetic.
So we're all in agreement that there's already a cure for cancer, right?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
Well, they've already said that they have cures for certain forms, but...
Really? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, the other forms, like the harder ones, like pancreatic and liver and stomach. And
those are some bad ones.
Pancreatic will kill you in 6 months. This one, my aunt just got diagnosed before Christmas. She's, dude.
Oh man,
stage 4 liver cancer.
I'm so sorry, man.
I don't know how bad that is.
She's gonna die tonight.
Oh shit, man! Wow, way to bring us right back home.
Yeah.
Why are you here
specifically tonight? You'd think you'd want to be there.
She doesn't live here. She lives in Connecticut. She's been on chemo for the 3 months that found out. She literally had no fucking chance.
Are they like,
I mean, she's 80, bro. Like, I mean, yeah, that sucks. Like, I'm not saying that like people dying doesn't suck, but she lived a pretty long life. Yeah. And you know, like, she caught it late. When you're that old, you gotta fucking go to the doctor. Like, you can't, stage 4 cancer. You know how long she had that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's there for fucking like 2 years.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
I'm like, sorry, man.
You don't. I mean, dude, I don't know her.
Oh.
I don't. It's my dad's older cousin, so it's like I don't fucking know her at all. But
I know what you mean. That still sucks, though. But you know what? You got to look at it as like 80 years.
She's lived
Listen,
a good life.
We should all be lucky to get 80 years.
Yeah. I would
People
be
are talking
so
about,
happy if,
oh,
if
we're
I croak
live to 100,
at 80,
150. I'm like, dude, I love 80. I would. I'd be super thrilled with 80 years.
Yeah, me too.
If I get 80 out of this bitch, fucking this meat vessel is going to carry me for 80 years. Yeah, okay. If I can get 80 years out of it, great.
Just call yourself a meat vessel?
Huh?
Just call yourself a meat vessel?
No, what are you talking about?
That was said. We're actually recording. That's not a lie.
It's okay. I can edit this.
Still here. Just don't quack
I'll edit that
don't
out.
Quack that out.
I'm going to have to find a new noise because the quack is going to get
awesome.
A lot of cracking in this quack episode. I'm going to have to put other farm animals.
You did this to yourself.
Dude, you can do Mickey. Just be
I
like,
enjoy it.
Why would I do
Mickey laugh all the time? Because, dude, can you Mickey laugh me out and be like, oh, whenever I say something dumb? Don't quack me out. Mickey
That'd be
laugh
great.
Me.
Here's the secret. I do that already on everything you say.
Like, spirit ring. Oh.
You talking about a purity ring?
Oh, yeah. It's...
At first, I thought
that better wear your purity rings. Yeah,
what the fuck's a spirit ring? Is that some Destiny shit?
Spirit ring.
I thought it was Kingdom Hearts or something.
No,
shit
it's
like
really
that.
A magic thing. I'm an idiot.
It's probably a magic
thing. Oh, whoa. Let's get a time out.
Are
guys.
You still playing magic?
Clear the table. No. All right, so I made a couple of magic decks.
Nice.
That are retarded. I fucking went on.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Retarded. I went on a thing and looked up a deck that someone made, a sliver deck, and got like these fucking crazy cards. I have a 60 card sliver deck, and every single card besides like the 20 mana is a fucking deadly sliver.
60 cards is it's trim.
I'm impressed.
This isn't, that's just like the minimum.
It's a normal card.
Yeah, that's the minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only did that to like maximize the slivers.
That's the whole point. That's why I prefer to stick to 60 card decks. I feel like if you get much heavier than that.
Oh wait, you know what I did though? I only played a 3-game series with that deck, and then I turned it into a commander deck.
This guy.
So I have.
I haven't played in a million years. I gotta play. I play something stupid.
Fucking
something silly.
Retarded.
I saw. It's the dragon one. That crazy.
You wait. How do you know that
you brought
I have
it over.
That?
You showed us.
Oh, I have a better one.
I'm sure you've tooled it and made it. Even
no,
scarier.
No, I didn't touch that.
Oh, you got another one? You made another one?
I made a rainbow commander sliver deck.
Nice.
And it is retarded.
Okay.
It's cheap. We got it's play. Pretty cheap, actually. It's like, what's his face? Doing all that bullshit with that guy that can't be killed, going through his deck and Nizmit killing everybody.
Oh.
And drawing cards and.
So,
what's that stupid thing that called with Soul
like,
Ring?
You know, that guy going through everybody's stuff and killing
so
everybody.
As
I
said, I
was like, what? Who's
as,
killing?
As I said earlier.
What's Forney up to?
Ladies. This must be the most attractive conversation ever. Talking about magic cards after Galactic Basic, gentlemen.
Galactic Basic.
Let me tell you,
wild,
you were the one who knew that. Nobody else
and
near
listen,
knew that.
We definitely have a target demographic, and it ain't chicks, all right, pal?
But, well, like, we
this,
could maybe
this
get
podcast
a couple...
ain't for broads. I'll tell you what.
Are you Italian all of a sudden?
I've been Italian from
Boston
the whole time.
You haven't been Italian.
I have been. Italian, Irish, half and half.
No fucking way.
Yep, whole time.
God, you look so Irish.
I know, right?
You're such
I got
a
all
mix.
The Irish genes. But think about my brother.
What?
Think about my brother. He looks more Italian.
Yeah, your brother
right.
does. He doesn't really
darker
look
skin,
too Italian, though.
Yeah, not
doesn't
super
look
Italian.
Like Italian.
Not like he's walking
Italian.
Around with like a fucking guinea tea and a gold chain. Hey, oh, how you doing? Hey, what's no, going yeah. on? You just want a slice of pizza? A gabagool? What's up?
A gabagool? Capical.
Fresh mats.
Some mats.
Yeah. No, yeah. Italian Irish. I don't talk about it because I'm American.
I'm a 50-50 too.
Yeah. 50 American
and Santini.
50% American.
Yeah. Glenn and Santini. That's pretty Irish and pretty Italian.
Yeah. Hey, bro. What's going on? Fucking Italian Irish in the house. Fucking and all American.
Same.
Yep.
All right.
Thinking about cutting my hair literally. To look like a bald eagle.
I not... don't know that.
Are we going to edit that?
So you're going to go bald? Is that well, or
not in the style?
You're going to get feathers
of a bald eagle, but have a design like the presidential seal.
Oh,
like put in.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
I got you, fam.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gotcha,
because of America.
I don't know.
Oh man,
what are you talking about?
I just don't want to get kicked out, man.
Here.
I just don't want to get kicked out. I just, you know what? We've got some problems, but I'm not ready to go yet. And if
Why
they hear some
Canada?
Of the stuff I'm saying, they might kick me out.
Just go to Canada, man.
No, dude. Canada's not America. Canada doesn't have all the guns. If shit goes down, where do you want to be?
Problem.
Do you want to be in Canada or in America?
No, dude. That's our fucking problem right now. These guns.
Oh,
retarded.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
No, man.
I'm not trying to talk about it, but like, dude, stop shooting people. Like,
dude, it's the basic. It's a health issue.
No,
it's a
mental a
health mental, issue.
It's a mental retard.
Guys, everything about the guns. Okay, don't take the guns away from those guys. Don't take them away. Don't take them away.
Well, you can't take guns away from people
oh
who
God,
are mentally disabled because they're already disabled, and you don't want to discriminate against them. That's the problem, Snowflake.
Oh, full circle.
Snowflaked.
Snowflake.
Oh my God,
dude.
No, it should be hard to get a gun, but. Gun laws don't do shit because the people who fucking do crazy shit with guns break the law. Murder is also illegal.
You can go to Pennsylvania and the
there's
Walmart
too many guns. You're never going to get any more any
gun.
Of the guns.
You
there's like 20% more guns than there are people in the United States.
I believe that.
That's so not true.
Oh, really? Don't look it up because you can't, but it is.
I believe it less now.
I'll ruin everybody's night right now. Oh, they're such a slap. You don't even... Don't do it.
Put it
I
down,
don't
man.
You.
Don't do it. Wow, Ian, we're calling it off. I'm deleting everything we did up to this point. It's gone. More gone. Guns.
He's even right. Walking us through typing it out.
We're gonna have to take back. We're gonna have to take a cell phone at the beginning of this people. In the future.
Yeah, we really are.
Give me that.
I think we had to.
More guns than people.
I was nice to you.
Nah, I'm kidding. I'm not looking it up. I won't break the rules.
Yeah. Right.
Look, I didn't.
Doesn't matter. I'm still right.
We're just gonna have to believe you or not, because
it's 20% is my estimate. The number is like. There's 300,000 to 400,000 people, and there's like 470,000 guns or something. It's like
your numbers are so off, but yeah, I see what you mean.
Did I say 100,000? I meant 100 million.
I was gonna say.
Sorry. That's.
I need food.
Oh yeah.
All right,
dude. Do you want to call it? We're an hour and a half over an hour and a half in. So that's. I mean, even with cuts, that'll be an hour and a half ish. So plenty of material.
I mean, that's 9 minutes of cuts, 10 minutes of cuts.
Well, there hopefully won't be that much, but I'm saying
quack.
Even with. Thank you. See, that's not really a cut because... Well,
you're editing yourself.
Yeah, right.
Security ringer. Make me some money.
Oh. Yeah, we can call it and get some chow. We've done enough for this week. This is all fucking free anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Free 99.
No one's going to bitch about this, trust me. We'll reconvene next time.
How about the setup?
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Ian.
Fucking, we haven't been sure about any of this at all. Double check us.
Don't double check us.
At Navcast.
Don't do it.
If you double check us, don't call us.
You have Brandon's number.
Oh,
call
God,
him.
No.
At Navcast. Navcast@gmail.com.
It is above Facebook.
www.facebook.gmail.navcast.
Assholes. At Navcast on Twitter.
At Navcast.
Why do I fucking have a Twitter for this fucking podcast?
And whoever that angry bitch is, chill.
What's Twitter?
God damn it.
Russian spy bots.
That's exactly what it is. Forget it. You're right.
All right. Bye, Putin.
I give up.
Good night, everybody.